Hi, it's Adam Dava, and I'll be reading pages 208 to 210 of Heir to the Glimmering World by Cynthia Ozick. He had given her a fright. She did not trust him. He was teaching her son strange things. He was asking her strange questions. Rudy's work, Rudy's people. Rudy's people were runaways. Why did he wish to pursue them? Why did he come to her? Why did he not go to Rudy? But Rudy would deny him. Rudy was cautious. He was wary. He guarded his people. They were the same to him as his children, and also... How strict he was, how arrogant. To seize Rudy's people, one must first penetrate their languages, their writings, their beliefs, their history, their exclusions. They abjured all that was not essence. They denounced every abuse of essence, every addition, every embellishment. What has fallen from the hand of God must remain precisely as it was received. What is first is eternal. To add is to undermine. Rudy's people, she told him in her thwarted English, she, her quick brain and tongue, hobbled by unnatural, unwanted impositions. Rudy's people, she said, care for nothing but God's own word and will. There is no God. He didn't believe in God. God was nothing to him. His mother, long ago, had murmured to him about the baby Jesus, and his nanny had spoken sternly of the cross and the resurrection, as if they were no different from the times tables and had to be learned by heart. Among the scores of presents heaped at his bedroom door each morning, there was sometimes a pillow embroidered with a religious picture, mostly clouds and cherubs with fat dimpled elbows and tiny wings surrounding a bearded saint wearing a halo. The halo was like the golden rings on his mother's new teacups. He was indifferent to cherubs and saints. They weren't toys, and the only toy that mattered, it was more than a toy. It had a real roof and windows you could peer into, and a door that opened and shut. Was the one that disappeared, the one that was taken away, the one that was an unconscionable distraction, his father grumbled, from the business at hand. Her tongue was hobbled, but she knew her Rudy, she knew his people, and it was rare that anyone came to her to tell who they were. Rudy's people are perfectly obscure, she said in her hobbled voice, making do with fragments of meaning, pressed by him into eruptions of meaning, and except for Rudy, they are of interest only to a handful of others, three or four in all the world. There are also the enemies of Rudy's people, who become Rudy's own enemies, even if Rudy's people are merely specks on the face of the earth, hidden lost particles incapable of revivification. So who should fear them, and who should desire them? They are no more substantial than fireflies. Rudy's enemies, particles and fireflies, she was roaming now, ruminating foreignly, slipping away from what is first is eternal, to add is to undermine. How it burned in him. They denounced every abuse of essence. He fell to his knees before the battered table that held the silver frame. What was he doing? He grasped her two wrists. She was shaking. He was making her shake. He was threatening her. What was he doing? A tutor? No. What hideous creature had Rudy let in? His hideous eyes behind their lenses? The yellow light of the lamp? The yellow glints spiking his lenses? What was he doing? Would he harm her? Would he harm her sons, her little daughter? She could not see into his mind, but he saw. It was clarified. It lay before him, there in the thorny nettles of her half-choked thoughts, the pocked fragments of her telling, the monstrous burning. He released her wrists. He kissed them. He was frightening her. He recognized how he frightened her. But it couldn't be helped. It was monstrous, a conflagration. What is first is eternal. To add is to undermine. Verrückt! She cried. Somewhere a door opened. Midwesser returning from his afternoon's lectures, the wool vest, the felt hat with his ribbon band, the chief new briefcase. Elsa, Midwesser said. He turned to his son's tutor. How is it that my wife is disturbed? Get up, if you please. He got up. Rudy! Rudy! Mrs. Midwesser called out, as if her husband were far away in a distant room. But he was right in front of her. Dieser Mann, she called. Hat so viele Fragen, fragt und fragt. Elsa, Midwesser said, you must quiet yourself. But she looked at the man who had kissed her wrists. Her wrists were still trembling. She saw into his mind. She knew of whose party he was. He is Karite, she said, and Midwesser laughed.